not to be put off by one failure, however.
Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor...
It was the voice of an old Sunday school teacher. The words were so familiar. He had been through all this before.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
The minister at the church. Once more, he had brushed close to truth and failed to grasp it. In looking for a handy code of ethics, he was centered not on God, but on his own two children.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel.
It seemed incredible to Dan that the summer Jack came home from the army should not be a happy one. But he saw little of Martha, though he could not have told which of her women's clubs or church groups she was occupied with at the moment. Jenny baffled him. That question about the story of Jesus and the rich young ruler. Did they have too many comforts to be good Christians? He had meant to look that passage up again. And Jack, wanting to change the world, unhappy at engineering school, questioning his carefully planned future as Dan's partner. This talk of law school worried Dan. He felt unsure of Jack. He felt unsure of everything. Couldn't even get ahead with the job of remodeling his office. But should he count on making a place for Jack or not? Somehow he didn't want to ask him.
Should be quite a game tomorrow, eh?